What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, Super Bowl week underway. Welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. How do you do, Upstate South Carolina? Hello, America. What up, world? 6 a.m. The foremost electrifying hours of sports talk, entertainment you're going to find anywhere this early in the morning starts right now. Great to be with you. Hope you are well. I am Rob Brown, the great one Lonzo on the other side of the metaphorical glass this AM, and we are diving into it today. Getting into it today. We've been into it all week long. We're going to stay into it all week long. However, we got a lot we got to get to. The NBA was ridiculous last night. Jimmy Butler's a warrior now. No, like we knew Jimmy Butler was going somewhere. A lot of people thought it was going to end up being the Phoenix Suns as they were making a push, having some conversations with Miami over the past couple of days. But alas, he ends up with Steph Curry and the Dubs in return for Andrew Wiggins, Kyle Anderson, PJ Tucker all on the move. And that's a big get for Golden State. They have missed a little bit of firepower. Draymond Green's still on that team, but he ain't the biggest offensive threat in the world. Now they have that with Jimmy Buckets, with playoff Jimmy, with Fallout Boy version of Jimmy Butler. Steph's got his compliment now. A compliment he did not have when he just had Draymond. Now he's got that. I mean, you can feel that way. And I get it. You can feel that way. And I understand it. God, that's annoying. How do y'all do it?
That last part was my favorite.
God,
part.
That's annoying. You can feel that way, for sure.
Listen, it's too little, too late. Golden State's done. You were just talking about the other day, how about, you know, Jimmy Butler was diminishing. And, you know, as he's getting older, he's not this. They got a haul for him, though, didn't they?
Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, none of what they got was Jimmy Butler.
True, but they got rid of a headache. And
they did get rid of a headache.
And probably got rid of a really big salary.
They did get rid of a headache. Jimmy Butler had obviously been a problematic for the Miami Heat for a hot minute, and really over the last however long.
Draymond and Jimmy Butler, are they going to get along, you think?
Yeah, because again, like if you go back into the history of Jimmy Butler, he hasn't really been a problem until this year. Jimmy Butler has kind of been the when we talk Heat culture, because that's a big thing that's jumped out about the NBA in the last couple of years, is this concept of Heat culture. When you talk Heat culture, I would make the argument that Jimmy Butler was kind of the central piece of that. It was Pat Riley as the executive and Jimmy Buckets as the player that were kind of what people considered to be Heat culture.
How does he exist knowing he was second choice, knowing that Kevin Durant said, nah, I'm not going back there? And so then they decided to go get Jimmy Butler.
I don't know.
Does Jimmy Butler know he's not Kevin Durant?
I'm going to tell you, playoff Jimmy Butler kind of is Kevin Durant. Regular season Jimmy Butler's not. And the only reason that this concerns me is if Jimmy Butler isn't phenomenal in the regular season. If Jimmy Butler's not phenomenal in the regular season, the Dubs are probably fighting for the last playoff spot, for the last wild card spot. And I think that that could be kind of interesting for this team. Can they be a team that goes on the road and wins every series of the playoffs? But I also point out that if you're going to ask me that, I would rather have this iteration of the Dubs with Jimmy Buckets on it and have to go on the road every series than not have Jimmy Butler and be the home team every series, because this Golden State team sans Jimmy Buckets, frankly, ain't it.
So who's the guy, Jimmy Butler or Steph?
Yes. They're playing two different games, right? Like, I think you have I am not in the school of thought that Luka and LeBron can't work together. Chuck Barkley's on that school of thought. There's a bunch of NBA guys that have been coming out, and they go, well, if you really dive into the game of LeBron, if you really dive into the game of Luka Doncic, the Mavs actually won this trade. They got an all-NBA player in Anthony Davis. Luka Doncic clearly was not taking it seriously. Yada, yada. I don't subscribe to that. I think these are two of the best basketball players on planet Earth, and the best basketball players on planet Earth figure out how to mesh their games. I do feel that way about Steph and Jimmy Butler, and the difference is Jimmy Butler and the way that he plays, which is a slash and drive scorer who can put the ball on the ground, versus Steph Curry, who this year predominantly has had to do a lot more dribble drive penetration, which I don't want that out of my point guard. And yes, while he is the greatest shooter in the history of the NBA, he's still a point guard. I think Jimmy Butler fits into the Warriors as well as anybody who has been traded before the 3 p.m. deadline today. I genuinely love this trade for the Golden State Warriors. And I understand you had to give up a couple of pieces to get Jimmy Butler, but I think I can get 38, 39 minutes a night out of Jimmy Butler, and every minute that Jimmy Buckets is on the floor opens up for Steph Curry. If you do not shade to Jimmy Buckets, the minute that Steph Curry puts that ball in his hand, Jimmy Butler's the biggest threat in the NBA. Versus what they have now, which is teams have kind of been able to force the defense to Steph Curry wherever he is, with or without the ball. And Steph's, I don't have the research, I don't have the numbers on this. I'd like to get them. I'll probably work on them this afternoon just because I'm curious about it. I'd be willing to bet, no empirical proof, just watching Dubs games this year, I'd be willing to bet that more of Steph Curry's three-point shots have been under duress this year than maybe at any point in his career. Because they're not afraid of anybody else. There's not been anybody else to make you afraid. And so, effectively, I can say, look, when Steph brings the ball up the floor, I want somebody shaded. If it's man, I want a second man shaded over, whoever is the next closest, shade over. And if Steph Curry is off the ball, then just kind of drag the defense over in that direction. And we can get into a spot where we are hustling Steph Curry, where we are pushing Steph Curry, where we are rushing Steph Curry. And while he is, absolutely adept at getting the ball out under duress. Man, any shooter's better without pressure on him. And if I got Jimmy Bucket as my swing man now, Steph Curry brings the ball up the floor. Jimmy Butler's over, you know, free throw line extended, maybe down in the corner. If Steph Curry works that way and you shade a defender up to Steph Curry, Jimmy Bucket's like a heat seeker going right to the iron. And if I can get that guy unopposed on a direct line to the basket, Steph Curry's going to find him for an easy dunk, easy layup, easy mid-ranger, easy pull-up, easy bunny. Like, it's right there. So I think this trade is fantastic. The Warriors, as Lonzo pointed out, the Warriors did want Kevin Durant, and they weren't the only ones. Apparently, there have been a couple of teams that called the Suns asking if Durant might be available, and the Suns, for the record, haven't said no. Kevin Durant said no. Kevin Durant told the Warriors, I'm not really interested in coming back. We don't know why. There may be some front office drama. Maybe he just doesn't like Steve Kerr. Maybe he doesn't want to share the spotlight with Steph. I don't know what the reason is. But Kevin Durant told the Dubs, I don't want back. I'm good. So they made the next move, which was Jimmy Butler.
Didn't he have problems with Draymond Green, if I recall?
Who doesn't?
Yeah, so maybe it's Draymond keeping him away.
Who didn't or, and
or
doesn't?
Or maybe he's trying to get away from what's the truth, that he went there to win a championship because he couldn't win one on his own. So if he goes back there, you know, it adds to it.
I mean, look, I think there's a thousand possibilities as to why this played out the way this played out. Why Kevin Durant said no and why it ended up being Jimmy Buckets. What I will say is this. If the Dubs can't get Kevin Durant, Jimmy Buckets is a real, real good number two. I don't disagree. I'd rather have Kevin Durant. I'd rather have KD. And I think most of you know how I feel about Kevin Durant, all right? I don't think Kevin Durant can help but to be the drama. You know how most of you, I think, know how I feel about him. Kevin Durant's still one of the best four players in the NBA, five players in the NBA. Kevin Durant's a threat from all five spots on the floor. Not as much a five, but still a threat from anywhere on the floor. Jimmy Butler's postseason runs with the Heat have been not much short of iconic in the playoffs. Again, I think Jimmy Butler's going to have to figure out exactly how in the hell he can take that, transpose that into the regular season and give me those same numbers. But if he can, I think the Dubs are, I don't want to say they're back in contention, but I think they're right back in contention. You know who else looked really good last night? De'Aaron Fox, 24 points in his debut for the San Antonio Spurs, along with Victor Wembanyama. They were over in Atlanta. I got to tell you, Zoe, I said the day that trade got made, and I say it again after what I saw last night, Fox and Wembanyama combined for 48 points. I'm doing this off my head. 48 points, I think like 17 boards and almost 20 assists. That duo is going to be deadly. I've got, we got a little situation brewing at the crib that's kind of preventing me from leaving town. It's fine, a little family issue we're taking care of. And I can't really leave town. But I got to tell you, and this has only happened five or six times since I moved here. And I've only actually gotten in the car and done the thing two or three. I was very tempted to drive to Atlanta last night and watch Hawks Spurs. I was real tempted last night. It got to be about 4 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. Our buddy Joey B, who works a couple of days a week over in the ATL, Joey B texted me. He's like, hey, AEW's in town, but so are the Spurs. Do I go watch Hawks Spurs or do I go to AEW? And I was like, I got to tell you, man, like, I think I'd go Spurs Hawks. Get a chance to watch the alien, get a chance to watch his first game with De'Aaron Fox. I think this team is going to be good down the line. I might go Spurs Hawks. And the more I sat there talking to Joey B about whether he goes to AEW with Spurs Hawks, I was real close to being like, dude, you know what? Snag me a ticket. I'm on the way.
All right. I don't want to poo-poo anything because that's just not my style.
Poo-poo away.
But it's the number 8 team versus the number 12 team. Spurs are 12th. in the conference right now.
Correct, but I mean, the Spurs just got De'Aaron Fox.
Is it going to make that much of a difference? They're going to make the playoffs now.
I would not be shocked to see them as the final wild card team in the West. No, I really think they can be, pending obviously injury or whatever to these two guys. I watched this game, 126-125 winners over the Hawks last night. I watched about 30 minutes of that game. That is going to be a terrifying 1-2 duo for the league. I'll tell you what I saw last night. I actually thought about you, Zoe, last night while I was checking in on this game.
I apologize.
It's okay. It's worth it. At least in this regard. It was worth it. I thought about you because there was a point in the third quarter, maybe late third quarter, when Wemby and Fox were on the floor together and they ran a little give-and-go game. And Fox brought the ball down, kicked it to Wemby. Defense collapsed around Wemby, who all year long, Wemby's still putting up that shot. Why not? He's 7'14". He's just a force. He ain't thick, but he got the height. Ordinarily puts up that shot. And the defense knows that. Defense collapses around Wemby. The Hawks defense collapses around Wemby. Wemby gives like a little shoulder turn, right? Like he's going to spin to the inside. Gives a little shoulder turn. Both defenders go that way. He turns around, kicks it out to De'Aaron Fox. Fox takes like two dribbles in, lifts up from the elbow, knocks it down. And they turn the camera to the sideline. And there's Pops with full Pops face on. But he does that little smirk. Like, just that little smile of, like, I can't let you know that I'm happy because it would ruin my grumpy old man character that I've been putting on for years, but I can't help but smile at this, and I got it.
Okay, by your description, that's a snotty old man going, I'm better than you. I just proved it. I doubt it's a smile of happiness.
Greg Popovich.
It's a smile of, I outcoached you on that.
Greg Popovich on the sideline could donate $1 million to an orphanage while petting two puppies, and Lonzo would say, oh, he's just trying to cover it up. Trying to cover up he's a grumpy, angry old man. I mean, maybe he is. Maybe he is. I think Pops looked and he went,
try to make amends near the end because you think it'll help you get somewhere when you're done. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I think Pops was just kind of giving that smile of, you are in trouble now.
That was my point. That's exactly what I said.
The rest of you sons are in trouble now, and I am here for it. I am subscribed to it. I am ready for it.
All right. I'm not rooting against the Spurs, but I'm rooting against him. So I don't want you to be wrong. I do, but I just don't want him to win. I don't like the guy. Are you testing it, or are you just?
Yeah, it's like, why is it? I don't know why it's so quiet. Is it so faded off in the
volume
background?
Down a little. My bad.
No. There's something going on. Oh, God. There it is.
Told you I had the volume down.
No, there's something going on with my computer the last couple days. We're going to figure it out. Okay.
What's that first thing? It's some sort of
That's the I changed the volume on my computer sounder.
Oh, okay.
That's the here is how loud your computer is now. That's what that is. And this is Greg Popovich talking to all you sons of... Because he's got a dog now. Sorry. He's got a fox now. It's De'Aaron Fox. All right, we got a lot to get to, a lot more on the NBA as we had a bunch of trades go down. Trade deadline today at 3 p.m. We'll address the rest of those. The Pelicans sending Brandon Ingram up to Toronto and other moves, plus, obviously, a bunch more NFL. I have given you 4 of my 6 keys to the Super Bowl. I will give you the other 2 later in the show. Lulu Kesson at 8 o'clock to talk Gamecocks. Rashad Beer got to move to tomorrow. He swears it's the last time. I'll believe him next week. Hayden asked Mario at 9. Fight Club at 9:20. All that more coming up on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
NBA trade deadline coming up at 3 p.m. today. We have seen a flurry of moves take place around the association over the last 24 hours. The Charlotte Hornets were involved in one of those moves. The LA Lakers, it was no secret, were looking for a big man. Luka Doncic, apparently, day number one in the facility with the Lake Show, made it very clear that he wanted a big man for him and Braun to play off of. And the Charlotte Hornets have provided that big man. It was announced last night. And I actually really like this trade for Charlotte. I'll tell you why when we get here in a minute. The LA Lakers are acquiring Mark Williams in a trade with the Charlotte Hornets. Shams dropped that yesterday. By the way, I heard the term Shams bomb a couple of times yesterday. And so, is it fair that we expect to put bomb on Shams when we had the Woj bomb for so long? Because I kind of feel like maybe Sham needs his own thing.
I've watched a lot of videos about friction between the two and all this kind of stuff.
They're not friends.
So every time you say his name and then put that on, it's like, oh, that's kind of messed up. Like, is he doing that on purpose? Because, you know, that probably inflicts pain on his boy Woj. I don't know.
I don't know. Because now, in fairness, I haven't heard Sham say Shams bomb, which would be hilarious if he did. But I haven't heard Shams say Shams bomb, but
what is he supposed to put out a video feeling nicey? Shams bomb.
Guys, what up? It's Shams. Got another Shams bomb for you.
Shams bomb.
I don't like he and Woj aren't buddies. Woj was not a Shams guy, which sure, I get it, right? Woj was the dude when it came to these announcements for a very long time. And when Woj stepped away and Espen needed a guy to be the NBA version of Adam Schefter, Shams was right there. And I think the natural reaction was just to say, well, it was a Woj bomb, now it's a Shams bomb. But out of respect to Woj, to Adrian Wojnarowski, I don't know that I'm comfortable with Shams bomb. So I think we gotta give him something different. May I make a proposal? May I propose a replacement for the Shams bomb?
You may.
Now, I don't think that this works because even though I think it's very good, it does still have the word bomb in it. And I don't think that I think in trying to get away from bomb, but just adding another word to it. My initial thought, though, was the Shams Tom bomb. I really like it, but I don't know that it makes enough of a change.
Say it again. I didn't even catch what the middle thing was.
It's like the Shams Tom bomb, like a Swan Tom bomb.
Oh,
but okay. It's Shams Tom bomb.
Right. That's not. Yeah, not everybody's going to get that.
Oh, for sure.
And I should have got.
Yeah,
and I didn't. So.
And so that the fact that you didn't latch onto that immediately tells me no, that's not good enough. So what do we go with, or do we just leave it and go? Sorry, Woj, you got out of the game. And while we have respect for the icons, for the legends.
Or just go fancy now with a Shams exclusive.
No, that's boring. That's boring. That doesn't say anything.
Why does everything got to be, I mean, don't let the name of the thing be the thing that's the excitement, but the actual news be the thing.
Well, here's the thing. When you would get on the old internet back in the Woj days, right? And if you got on and you saw Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting, that's boring. But when somebody says Woj bomb, this is because there's Shams can make a report and it's just a report. A Shams bomb is Luka to the Lakers at 12:12 at night on a Saturday. That's a bomb. I don't think everything has to be a bomb that Shams does, just like everything wasn't a bomb that Woj did. But when there is a bomb that drops from Woj, it was a Woj bomb. When a bomb drops from Shams, I just think we got to come up with something. So, 844-326-3663, those of you that are basketball heads, I need you to propose a name for a Shams bomb. Let's see if we can get something to stick here. I think we could get something to stick. But it's got to be creative. It's got to have some ingenuity to it, all right? Got to have some flow to it. What can we rename the Shams Bomb? Which is really unfortunate because, like, that rhymes and it fits so well, you know? Sham Bomb. But so it's right there. The Sham Tom Bomb, I really liked, but Lonzo didn't latch onto it immediately. And if Zoe didn't latch onto it immediately, nobody's going to. So I think that one's out the window. We need something to call a Shams Bomb out of respect to Adrian Wojnarowski, who was that guy for a very long time. I think the bomb has to be retired with the Woj. What can we call the Shams Bomb that gives it a little more oomph? I'm not just talking a trade got made. I'm talking somebody's got something big cooking, and Shams is the guy that grabbed it first. What are we going with here? 844-326-3663 is the text line number. Need an idea for what we can call the Shams Bomb moving forward. Now, I don't know if this is a Shams Bomb, but I do like the move for the Charlotte Hornets. They have sent big man Mark Williams over to the LA Lakers to join up with Luka Doncic and LeBron James. In return, Dalton Kennett, Cam Reddish, a 2031 unprotected first-round pick, and a 2030 pick swap to the Charlotte Hornets in return. That, according to Shams, in the Shams whatever we're going to call it moving forward, which is too long of a name to leave it at that. So I need your help. I like this move a lot. Mark Williams, 7 foot, 240 pounds, fits the profile of the player that the LA Lakers have been looking for to put in the middle between Luka and LeBron. On the flip side, guys, Dalton Kennett's my dog. That's my guy. Dalton Kennett was a guy that when the Lakers drafted him, I came on the show the next day and went, the league done messed up. The league messed up. Dalton Kennett, I want to be very clear. Being a hustle monster is good enough to make you a longtime bench player in the National Basketball Association. Being a hustle monster is not good enough to make you a star in the National Basketball Association. You've got to be better than just a hustle monster. Dalton Kennett is a hustle monster, and the dude's got range. The dude's a hustle monster, and he's got range. I like what Dalton Kennett can do. I like he fits, I think. And I think it's going to be a couple more years before we figure out what Charles Lee is genuinely trying to build over there in Charlotte. But I do think, and I don't know if it's going to work or not, because again, the National Basketball Association right now is not a gritty league. It's just not. I'm an NBA guy. I'm an NBA fan. It's just not a gritty league. And that is something that a lot of NBA old heads get real upset about. It's not a gritty league. It is right now. I don't want to call it a finesse league because I think that finesse league has some negative connotations that I don't necessarily think I agree with. As I pointed out yesterday, have any of you actually watched a LeBron game in the last couple of weeks? LeBron's banging. LeBron is throwing his body around under the rim, and it's fun. LeBron's playing like he's 25 right now. The Lakers, by the way, are playing well. I think 1-8 out of their last 10 pre-Luka. Now they got another day or two when Luka Doncic joins the lineup. Lakers are good. Like, they went from a team that early in the season we were like, uh-oh. Is LeBron about to exit the National Basketball Association? Is LeBron about to exit the NBA with a whimper, not a bang? Because this Laker team just doesn't look like it's it. And now they're on a hot streak. I'm going to tell you right now, you know what you haven't heard in a hot minute? You haven't heard for a minute that J.J. Redick's in over his head, have you? You haven't. Because the Lakers are playing good basketball right now. Playing good basketball right now. They're adding Luka. Now they have the one piece that even when Anthony Davis was there and healthy, and he did a better job this year, not a good job, but a better job this year of being available. But they didn't have a five. Now they got a five in Mark Williams. Young five, too. He's only, what, I think he's 23? You know what that means? That means Luka's got a five for the 10 years that he's going to be the face of the franchise. Luka's got his guy in the middle. LeBron's got his guy in the middle for the final run, whether it's this year or next year. I like this move for LA. But as far as the Hornets go, I like this move for the Hornets. Because while I do think that the NBA, while not a finesse league, ain't the gritty league that the old hats wish it was. It ain't the 90s NBA anymore. It's a different version of basketball, which I'm still good with, by the way. Different version of basketball. But I get the impression that Charles Lee in Charlotte is trying to build a gritty basketball team, is trying to build a basketball team that isn't afraid to attack you. And I'm going to tell you, if you watched him as the SEC player of the year last year at Tennessee, if you've watched him when he's gotten some PT out in LA this year, Dalton Connect is that. He is a hustle monster.
I was really shocked that they traded him, though. Because all the hype and everything, and it seemed like LeBron was so high on him, and everyone was excited about. I mean, he was. You see social media posts about him all the time, and then suddenly he's gone. It's like, okay, I hope Mark Williams is worth it.
This is one of those spots. You know, every time the NFL draft rolls around, we have that long discussion and debate, as we will the next couple of months after the Super Bowl's over. We have that long discussion, that long debate about what's the right philosophy. Best available or best out of need? Do you, if you have two offensive tackles and there is a great offensive tackle on the board and there's a good, but maybe you're reaching a little bit defensive back on the board and you need a defensive back. Do you draft a great offensive tackle when you have those roster spots filled? Or do you go draft the best DB on the board even if you're reaching a little bit? It's that. Dalton Connect is a stud. He's gritty. He's a hustle monster. He's a locker room guy. He's a vibes guy. That's all well and good. You know what game he plays? Luka Doncic's. He plays Luka game. You just got the best Dalton Connect in the history of the game, Luka Doncic. Dalton Connect is a guy, because Luka Doncic, when he's healthy, Luka's giving you 38, 39, 40 minutes a game. And if I'm getting 40 a game out of Luka, you know what I got for Dalton Connect? 8 minutes. So, would I rather, if I have Luka Doncic playing a guard, LeBron James playing a power forward, would I rather have Mark Williams, who can give me 40 minutes as a five, even if they're just like pretty good 5 minutes, or no five, but I got a guy I can put in for Luka for 8 minutes when he needs a breath? I'd rather have the five. This is a spot that, because they have best available at the four in Braun, best available at the 2-3 in Luka, now they got to go best available at the five. And even if it's not a legendary all-timer, I'd also point out the kid's 23. Right? Like, they didn't go get a 32-year-old five to just plug a hole. They got a 23-year-old kid that can develop that chemistry with Luka Doncic for a decade. I actually like the trade for the Lakers. I love the trade for Charlotte, too. All right, we'll talk about that and more as the Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's the Fan Upstate. I asked you guys to help us come up with a name to replace a Shams bomb out of respect to the OG Adrian Wojnarowski, because while the two of them may have WrestleMania main event beef with each other, I got respect for both legends. I got respect for both guys. Woj is the OG. Shams has taken up the mantle. And as somebody who played the journalism game as an actual journalist for a very long time, making the contacts and developing the relationships that it takes to be able to drop Woj bombs and Shams, whatever we're going to call them, is tough. It's not easy. So this is part of the reason why I think Woj and Shams are the guys. And honestly, to take it back to a conversation that's been had for a couple of years on the show now, this is part of the reason that the news, the emails that came out about Adam Schefter back in the day were so, man, I don't know what word I want to use, but like, I don't like this one, but I don't know what else to use. Frankly, upsetting. They were upsetting to me because I understand what it takes to go into a field, regardless of what that field is, politics or anything else, news, sports, and to be able to develop relationships that end with you being trusted with information like Woj and Shams so regularly drop on us. It's a lot. And so when we found out that Adam Schefter was being fed information by the league, but was running that information by owners to get them to sign off on it, it was a little disappointing. Now, I said then, and I'll say it again now.
A little disappointing. I mean, that's very disappointing for a lot of people. And he always has had an arrogance about his delivery and all those kind of things. And all I could think of is, well, yeah, it's easy to be confident when you're getting fed the stuff by the league.
See, I think that you and I read different vibes off of people, which, yeah, we're different people, so that makes sense. I never really got that from Schefty. I just got the vibe from Schefty that I'm him, nobody else does what I do, and I get it. I understand it.
He's right. He's an NFL lackey, and now we know. And so, again, it's easy to come from a place of confidence when you know that your leaks are not leaks. They're definitely accurate, and they're coming directly from the league.
Like I said, I don't get an arrogant vibe from Schefty. I just get a, I know I have it before everybody else has it vibe, which I guess can translate as arrogance. But to put that—
Just label yourself voice of the league and get it over with.
To put that aspect of it to the side for a second, I think the reason that, or I think what I said then, almost in defense of Adam Schefter, I guess not even really almost, I guess in defense of Adam Schefter, as somebody who's played that game before, there definitely is some element of give and take when you develop sources, right? Like when I was doing journalism back, like actual journalism, back in my old hometown, back in my own home county, I should say. I covered Okaloosa County, Florida for a very long time. And when I developed contacts inside of local government, and I was breaking stories down there, some of which kind of got me a bad rap amongst local government in Okaloosa County. They didn't like when I came sniffing around because there were three or four stories that I put out that caused them some problems. They were right. I stood by them, but that caused them some problems. And when I was doing that, I developed a handful of contacts inside of county government that, you know, people who they worked their job because they needed the job, but like they didn't necessarily like what, say, a couple of county commissioners were doing. And they would feed me the info, but it would frequently come with conditions attached. Like, hey, I'm going to give you this scoop. I'm going to give you this information that's going to lead to this big story, but I need you to hold it until Tuesday because blank. Or I need you to credit it to this or whatever. And I would have to go sniff out and confirm it, make sure it was good before I reported it. And I had to abide with those conditions. Because if I didn't, I'd lose my source. And if I lost my sources, I was no good as a journalist anymore, right? So to some degree, I got it out of Schefty. But what lost me for Schefty was that he would get the information and then he would effectively go to the owners and be like, hey, are you good with this? Are you good if I say this? Versus going, you know, okay, this person gave me this information but asked me to handle it this particular way. He actually got the information straight, then went to the owners and was like, hey, are you good with this? And it does come across, especially at a point in time where people have become progressively more disillusioned with billionaires, to go ask the billionaires, are you good if I do this story this way? And then make changes if they weren't. Yeah, it was a little bit disappointing. However, I understand that even if you do that, the amount of work and effort that goes into building relationships that give you that level of access to that information is not an easy job. That's why Woj, Shams, Shefty, who's the other guy I'm missing? There's one more that's kind of in that role. Jay Glazer. That's why these cats, I think, become such prominent names in the landscape. Shefty's on, you know, McAfee's show in a weekly segment now, and he takes calls on the air and breaks news. Like, it's very interesting to watch, in my opinion. But I think the amount of effort that goes into developing those relationships, getting that level of trust, sniffing out the right people to talk to, gaining those people's trust, keeping those people's trust, is not an easy tightrope to walk. And that is why I have immense respect for both Shams and Woj, because they did it. They did it in a league that has historically been very tight-lipped about their information. And that's why Shams can drop a bombs at midnight on a Saturday going into a Sunday. And at 12:12 in the morning, Shams owns the internet. Ethan texted the show at the same time that Mike dropped one on us in the live stream, which you can watch at facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, the Rob Brown Show on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook. He said, been a long time, boys, but I'm back to listen and text in. Call it a Sham Wow. Mike dropped in with the same thing on the chat. Call him Sham Wows. So I'm not going to say we got our winner like 7 minutes after we asked for it, but I think Sham Wow is going to be a real tough one to top.
Yeah, real tough one to top. I mean, it made me laugh, so I'm good with it.
I asked you guys to come up with something to replace the Shams bomb because, it's respect to the OG Wojnarowski who had the Woj bomb, and we all stayed up late waiting for the Woj bombs. The two of them got WrestleMania main event beef between each other, all right? So I think Shams has earned his own thing. I think Woj should be able to keep his legacy of the bomb. I asked you guys to come up with a name to replace the Woj bomb. And right out of the gate, Ethan and Mike both dropped, call it a Sham Wow. Do we accept? Is this going to be it?
It's not even a question. I mean, for sure.
Here's what I'll tell you what. I'll leave the text line open at 844-326-3663. I'll leave the chat open for this in the Facebook Live, in the live stream, facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, the Rob Brown Show on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. I will leave the chats open if anybody thinks they can beat a Sham Wow. I'm here for it. But I got to tell you, you are going to have to bring some absolute fire if you think you're going to beat the Sham Wow. If you're going to beat the Shams Wow, I think we got to go Sham Wow. Sham Dunk's not bad either. See, you had the old Sham Wow. We all remember the shit. Well, everybody of a certain age remembers the Sham Wow and the Sham Wow guy.
What do you think? Everyone over 30, maybe?
I'd say that's probably the ballpark number. But we all remember there was a point in time. There was a point in time where TV infomercials went completely off the rails. The Billy Mays here era. The Billy Mays, there was Slap Chop. You had that kind of weird dude, that skinny dude, and his head was always like ahead of his body for some reason. Like he had a real bad crick in his neck all the time. And he would slap chop everything in a kitchen. Slap chop your nuts. Right? Like it was that guy. I know what I said. Shut up. They had Slap Chop. They had the Sham Wow. We had the early iteration. It's become like a real product now, but the early iteration of OxyClean. Billy Mays here for OxyClean. Do you have any stain made by anything? Did you get blood all over your white shirt? Billy Mays here. And that was like a legendary era in television. That was back when those TV commercials, they were coming on in like regular TV broadcasts. Used to be TV infomercials were late night. Those were late night things. All the basketball games ended and you were like getting ready to go to bed and you forgot to turn the TV off before you laid down and you looked up and there's Billy Mays, Hawk, and OxyClean. And then all of a sudden those infomercials, they like creeped into our regular day to day, right? The ShamWow. Was ShamWow the same guy as Slapchop Guy?
I believe so.
I think it was.
Yeah, I believe it was.
I think weird Slapchop Guy, who got arrested a couple of years later for...
Because a prostitute bit his lip off.
Correct.
Yeah.
I take it back. I don't know if he got arrested for it.
He definitely got injured.
He got hurt.
I can't remember where the act happened.
Was it like Miami or something?
In most states, it's illegal, so he probably did. He would be known as a John, I believe.
I don't know if he got arrested. Maybe we'll do some research on this during the break. I don't know if he got arrested or if he just got hurt, but a lady of the evening bit his...
And stretched his lip.
Yeah.
Like grabbed the lip and just...
Yeah. Yeah. So the next time he came on TV, he was like, that was inappropriate, and I'm sorry to ShamWow Guy, who, by the way, is on Twitter, and he's hilarious.
Is he?
Yeah, he's really funny.
Can you tell? I mean, did he have to have work done?
No, not really. I don't know if he got
reparation.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know if he had it fixed or if it just, it was worse in the moment. But he got...
Now it looks like he had, collagen injections or whatever.
Not sure.
Okay.
He got viciously attacked by the lady of the evening. But ShamWow Guy, for a hot minute, was like... He was pop culture for a minute. He was everywhere. And...
Yeah, they were doing remixes and stuff of his commercials.
Oh, there were like trap beats made out of ShamWow commercials, and they were great. But I bring all this up to say, if you're of a certain age, that is to say mine, ShamWow is implanted in your cultural memory forever. But here's my thing, is taking Sham, because for some reason, with all due respect to my man Kane, Sham Dunk doesn't work. And his name is Shams. It's not Shams. It's Shams. So if it was Shams, then yeah, Sham Dunk is obviously right there for you. But with it being Shams, Shams Dunk doesn't work. However, I think I'm willing to let the it doesn't rhyme thing pass for the ShamWow. That works in a way that Sham Dunk doesn't work for some reason. I like Shams Dunk. It's right there on the cusp of greatness. But I think ShamWow's the way we gotta go. I think that's gonna be it.
Yeah, it's still it. ShamDunk is a
it's good.
A good second.
It's really good. But if his name was Shams, it would be perfect. This wouldn't even be a discussion. It'd be a Shams Dunk, no doubt about it. But with it being Shams, I think ShamWow is where we're gonna end up going. So a ShamWow drops last night. Yeah, I think that's what we're going with. A ShamWow drops last night that the Lakers and the Charlotte Hornets reached an agreement. Mark Williams, the center, going to be sent to L.A. in return for Cam Reddish, Dalton Connect, my dog, a 2031 unprotected first, and a 2030 pick swap for the Hornets in return for Mark Williams. I like this trade a lot. I think Dalton Connect is a long-time, can-do-it-all guy. I think Cam Reddish has got a little bit more development potential in him. I like having a first pick, even if it is 6 years down the road. Not because you're going to utilize that, but because it's a now asset. I really like the team that Charles Lee is going to build. I do think it's another year away, but I think this is a real good foundation for that. You know what else is real good? When Lonzo does a sports flash.
If you just tuned in or you woke up, a flurry of movies, well, hopefully you woke up, flurry of moves, not movies, across the NBA as the deadline approaches at 3 p.m. today. Yesterday, the Miami Heat traded Jimmy Butler to the Golden State Warriors in a multi-team deal. The Warriors were making a push for Kevin Durant, who informed them he had no interest in returning. Nah, I ain't doing that. Butler will decline his $52 million option in favor of a two-year, $111 million deal. Andrew Wiggins, Kyle Anderson, and a 2025 first-rounder will go to Miami in return, while Dennis Schroeder will go to the Jazz, and Utah sends P.J. Tucker to Miami. The Charlotte Hornets acquired rookie Dalton Connect and Cam Reddish and a 2031 first-round pick from the L.A. Lakers for center Mark Williams. Tune in this Saturday at 4 p.m. as the Furman Paladins take on the Chattanooga Mox. It's Furman versus Chattanooga right here on your home. Furman Paladins basketball. The Fan. Upstate.